Time for our monthly update from the Rochester Downtown Alliance. Ender Goetschman joins us this morning. Ender, good to see you.
Good to see you, too. I can't believe it's been a month already.
I know. Jeez. They just fly by.
It does.
I keep thinking, he just keeps coming back.
He was actually never invited. He just keeps showing up.
I know. As long as you're sitting there, we might as well talk.
We don't have the heart to tell him. Yeah, thanks for having me.
You've been eavesdropping on our meetings.
Yeah.
Huh? So we got a lot to talk about. Thursdays on First, about a month away.
Yeah, June 2nd is the first Thursdays on First. There's 13 of them total this year. Every Thursday, hopefully,
about 3 weeks.
As long as the weather holds up, we'll have one every single Thursday.
Nice.
And I was actually just out in the office here, and I see there's this little flyer for Over the Edge. Have you guys heard about that?
Yes, I've heard about it. I don't plan on doing
that. You're not going to do it?
No, I think I'll let somebody else do it, but explain what it's all about.
Yeah, it's June 2nd, so I'm not sure if that's the second Thursday then. Catch your breath, step up to the
edge. June 2nd, that's the opener, isn't it?
I'm sorry, June 2nd is the opener, yeah. June 9th is the event. Is this Over the Edge, sorry.
Yeah.
Catch your breath, step up to the edge, and rappel 119 feet down the U.S. Bank building in downtown Rochester at Thursdays on 1st and 3rd. So it's pretty interesting. I'm not sure who's all signed up to do that, but it'll be pretty neat to see that.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be plenty of people. Adventurous type.
You sure you're not going to do it?
Younger than I.
Yeah.
Well, hey, there might be guys my age, too. So.
Yeah. Well, so that'd be
not
pretty cool
me.
To see that.
I just as soon look up and watch.
Yeah.
But, from the roof. Yeah, it's a nice little fundraiser, too. So.
Yeah, it's a fundraiser. I'm sure there's probably more information on their particular website, but I just thought it was pretty interesting to see.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a link on our website as well.
Yeah.
But now, the movies, you got movies downtown?
Yeah, yep. So movies, it used to be called Movies in the Plaza. That was in Peace Plaza. We've actually moved it to Central Park this year, so it's going to be called Movies in the Park. And the first movie is going to be June 11th, I believe. Yeah, June 11th, and it's The Intern, starring Robert De Niro. I forgot her name.
A little comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good movie, though.
Sure.
So that's happening. It's like Saturday.
You'll bring your lawn chairs.
Bring your lawn chairs or there's picnic tables there. Central Park would be a really great place because it's going to be a little bit darker.
Yeah.
It'll be easier to see the movies, and there's more green space to sit on. It's not as tightly packed as the plaza, so we thought we'd try that out this year.
All right.
And on a side note, back to Thursdays, we actually had the band lineup announced last week.
Yes.
So that was kind of a big deal. Thursdays is pretty well known, not only for just all the food that's there and all the great things you can take a look at with baked goods and artisan goods, but there's actually 78 free concerts that we put on two stages, the First Avenue stage presented by Riverbank.
78?
Yeah. Yeah, 78 bands.
That's a lot of booking you got to do.
It is, yeah. Thankfully, it's not just my job. So we partner with Riverside Concerts at the city here, and they really help us out. But yeah, so 78 bands, check it out. You can see the whole lineup on our website, downtownrochestermn.com.
Okay, so again, the first Thursdays on First will be coming up on the 2nd of June, just 3 weeks from this Thursday.
It's coming up pretty soon.
All right, now you got something else coming up later on in September called Placemakers.
Yeah, so Placemakers. Placemakers is a prototyping festival, and I'm sure a lot of people are asking, what's prototyping?
In fact, I heard that question just now.
Yeah.
What is a prototyping festival?
Yeah, so prototyping festivals, what they do is it's basically a way for the city to prototype different solutions to a physical space. So instead of going all out and spending a ton of money on completely changing a landscape to make, say, for example, bike lanes, you would do a prototype first to see how it would work or how it would be successful. So a lot of, like, for example, car companies do that when they make a concept car.
Mm-hmm.
They'll kind of see what they can do and how they can do it, and then they'll actually go to production with it. That's exactly what a prototyping festival is. But it's not just around one idea. It's around a ton of different ideas. So we're going to hold it September 15th through 17th. On 3rd Street, so the entire length of 3rd Street here downtown.
Hmm.
And basically what we're doing is we're looking for creatives, builders, artists to kind of get together, and we're each going to give them a stipend to build this little tiny prototype in a tiny little space and see how they can transform that physical space to a solution that maybe there's a problem there right now that we need to fix. And that's what prototyping does. Think of it like a block party for the future of our city. You kind of get everyone together and come with really cool ideas and get to build really neat stations all throughout 3rd Street.
Sounds like it'll be a something that DMC would be interested in, too. Or are they very much involved?
Yeah, yep. So we're actually partnering. So RDA is partnering with DMC. We're getting some help from other downtown and local organizations as well. But yeah, so we're really encouraging people to take a look at that. You can find more information on our website, downtownrochestermn.com.
So for the general, the average citizen here, they just go down there and just to, out of curiosity, see what kind of ideas people are coming up with?
Yeah, exactly. So it'll really be kind of like a festival environment when you're down there, because there'll be a lot of people, a lot of neat little installations popping up. So you can either go there and just check it out, or you can actually be a part of it. Again, you do get a stipend if you're, you know, selected to be one of these folks who can actually prototype.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of that, we'll be calling for proposals on Friday the 13th. So that's this Friday.
Okay.
We'll start our call for proposals. You can get all the information on our website again. And then we'll be holding an idea jam on Monday the 23rd, evening at Studio 324. An idea jam, basically what it'll do is it's going to be kind of a lighthearted environment where people can kind of pitch ideas of what they think they want to see. But then it can also help generate more ideas for someone who's maybe not sure what they want to do just yet.
Yeah, very interesting.
But yeah, it'll be pretty cool to see.
Yeah, so other towns have been doing this, I would assume, or where did this idea come from?
Yeah, only a handful. And there are pretty big cities that are doing it too, like Oakland, California, San Francisco. Those are some of the two that come to my mind. So we'd be in kind of that small group of folks who are kind of leading the charge with this. So it's pretty neat to see us doing it.
Yeah.
And kind of taking that initiative, especially like with last year, we did Red Ball Project. It's kind of that similar flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
But this will have a direct impact in the future of Rochester.
All right. So you can go to downtownrochestermn.com. Get more information on that and all the other events coming up,
yep,
as well as
all
the
cool events coming
the
up.
Band lineup for Thursdays on First.
Mm-hmm.
So, sounds good.
Yeah.
Ender, good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Ender Goetschman with Rochester Downtown Alliance.